Kellogg, Henry. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. September 9, 1898. Brother Henry Kellogg. Some time since I received a letter from you, which I have not answered, for I have not been as well as usual. I am now wonderfully improved. I would be very much pleased to see you and to talk things over with you, but it may not be our privilege to meet again in this life. In your letter, you spoke of a person you knew whom you thought would help me to means. Could you obtain money for me on small interest, not over 4 or 5%? You may know of someone who will do this. The man you mentioned may favor me. I had hired of Sister Wessel's £1,000 at 4.5%, but she has now written to me that it was the children's money, and as they come of age in 6 months, she must let them have their portion. 6 weeks of that time is now past, and I see now way out of the matter as yet. If you can see any way that this thing can be done, that I can raise this money, I should be very thankful. It was hired with the understanding that I was to pay her 4% interest, but she writes me that she will charge me no interest. I did not suppose that this money would be called for so soon. The school buildings were erected with this money, but having invested in these buildings all that could be obtained, there is a large debt upon them. I am responsible for this money. When I borrowed it, I expected to receive $1,400 from a place sold in California. But Mrs. Scott, who owed me this money, has nothing with which to pay me. Years ago, she made a donation to the Healdsburg College of $5,000, but since that time she has taken offense at something and is bitter against Seventh-day Adventists. Brother Jones wrote me that they expected trouble from her in regard to the gift she made. It was suggested that if I could take her portion of the shares in the Healdsburg College, she might come to terms. I consented to do this, supposing that the believers in California would not allow me to bear all this alone. But they have been solicited and have done next to nothing. They have not raised $100. I cannot feel that this is dealing fairly with me. In this far distant missionary field, I am in the greatest need of means that I may invest for the advancement of the work. We need a hospital or sanitarium so much, but we cannot build without money. In this mail I send to America an appeal for help in this matter. The churches in California should, among them, take the shares from me. It is not just that I should bear it all. If the members in every church will act a part, they can let me go free. That $1,400 would go a long way to help us in this proposed building. But I do not expect the Lord will leave us now. This is not our work, but the work of God. At every step we have had to move by faith. We dare not walk by sight. In Sydney and its suburbs, nearly 100 persons have embraced the truth since the camp meeting. Work and watch and pray is our motto. Our various talents, which the Lord has given us to trade upon and to multiply by their use, are in His hands. We grow in spiritual efficiency by using the talents entrusted. He has called us to be His almoners, the agents of His providence. We will not be weak or inefficient. I must now close, for the mail leaves shortly. Let me hear from you as soon as possible.